also thank God that we never have to pretend that crazy isn't crazy. We live by the truth. We don't have to pretend toxic people don't exist or they're not, or that they're not toxic. We just have to learn that there's a non-toxic way of interacting with them. Some of the things that you can do to deal with toxic people. That's what we're talking about today. That is our focus, all right? In case you had not already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, here it is. Moses prayed and fasted for 40 days and nights that God would not destroy the Israelites. Now, what had they done? Was it that they complained about having no food? Was it that they complained about having no water? Was it that they made an idol, a golden calf? Or had they cried out in fear over their future? Deuteronomy 9, 13 through 19 gives us the correct response. And if you said, what is they made an idol, a golden calf, you would be correct. You got it right. That's clue number 3 in today's Bible Jeopardy. We're looking forward to doing that again starting Monday with more Bible Jeopardy. Thank you so much for playing with us, all right? Coming up here on the program, we've got birthdays for the entire weekend. We hope that you'll stay tuned, and we hope that you'll enjoy it as well, right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. It's Rekindle and Waiting 2020, the Marriage and Singles Seminar, sponsored by Rebirth Ministries and lead pastor John Belvin Sr. February 15th at the Diamond Grill, upstairs in the Tudor Room, 924 North 3rd Street in Alexandria. This Marriage and Singles Seminar will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. there'll be formal dining at the Diamond Grill. Grand door prizes include an expense pay trip to New Orleans for a married couple, dinner at the Diamond Grill, a movie for two, and more. Pre-registration is through Givelify, Cash App, or through the church at 1226 MacArthur Drive, 318-769-1994. You can find the seminar prices at www.rebirthmen.org. The Rekindle and Waiting 2020 Marriage and Singles Seminar from Rebirth Ministries, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Love is in the air. The England Air Park Baptist Church, 2520 Airbase Road in Alexandria, with Pastor A.L. Johnson, will be hosting our annual Love Night Banquet February 14th at 6 p.m. The theme, Love Is, from 1 Corinthians 13. The guest speaker for this occasion is Pastor Randy Harris of the Mount Triumph Baptist Church of Alexandria. Come and experience an atmosphere of love, food, fun, and musical entertainment featuring the Parkettes of Alexandria. The band Banquet dinner is $10 for an individual, 5 and under, free. Looking for that special place on a special night? Come where love is in the air. For more information, Mary Johnson is available at 318-730-1861. The England Park Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I heard a conversation between a doctor and pastor about the power of hope. Both agreed a hopeful patient actually stands a better chance of getting better. It made me wonder whether I'd want an honest answer or a hope-filled answer from the doctor about my condition. I make it a goal to be a hope-filled realist. I understand that this life is very difficult and horrible things happen to wonderful people all the time. It can feel like a bleak predicament. But I hang on to hope that somehow God is in the middle of all of this, unfolding his plan for us as his children and for the building of his kingdom. I certainly don't understand how he's doing that, and I certainly wish he'd do some things differently, but hope says, I don't know, but I'm going to trust. Not that the bad things won't happen, but that somehow God is making something good out of all this mess.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, here we go. It's time for birthdays and anniversaries here on the Wade Hampton Show for this Friday, the 24th of January, 2020. Let's go to the list that's on Facebook and say happy birthday for the people who celebrate this entire weekend. We're going to start with today's birthday, Friday, January 24th. Let's say happy birthday to Brother Julius Bayon. He's celebrating his birthday. Young Julius is celebrating today in fine fashion. Happy birthday to you, Julius Bayon. Brother George White, celebrating his 83rd birthday. Woo, that's a blessing. Brother George White, how you doing, my friend? Happy birthday to Brother George White. That's a blessing, 83 years. YOLO Kid is celebrating his 26th birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you, YOLO Kid. It's a happy 26th birthday for Kevin Hilliard. Kevin Hilliard, good morning, and happy birthday to you. Jade Andrea, good morning, and happy birthday to you, Jade Andrea, on your Friday birthday. We want to say happy 40 candles on the cake from Miss Courtney Matwire. Happy birthday to you, Courtney Matwire, on your birthday. Adrian Bell, hey, good morning. Happy 39th birthday to you, Adrian Bell. Happy birthday to you today. 59 years and rolling, it's Deisha Williamson Jordan's birthday. Good morning. Happy birthday to Deisha Williamson Jordan. Miss Netta Nicole is celebrating her 36th birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you, Netta Nicole, on your birthday. Miss Sharon White, she's celebrating her birthday today, and she's turning 48 years young. Happy birthday to Sharon White. This Friday, we want to say happy birthday to China Gold Wright. China Gold Wright, good morning, and happy birthday to you. Vernice Lewis, love them all, Dozier, is celebrating a birthday. Good morning to you, Vernice Lewis. Love them all, Dozier, on your birthday this Friday. Good morning. Happy birthday wishes going out to Gina Renee Voorhees. She's turning 31 years young today. Good morning to you. Happy birthday, Gina Renee Voorhees. And Miss Tony Figgins. Good morning, my sister. She's turning 39 years young today. Happy birthday to you, Tony Figgins, on your birthday. Well, it's a happy birthday going out to Miss Richard Taylor. She's celebrating her 51st birthday. What a blessing that is. And she's raising money for the ASPCA. Good morning. Good morning, Richard Taylor. Happy birthday to you. Linda Mitchell is on the birthday list this morning. We want to take time to say happy birthday to Linda on her 24th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Linda Mitchell. Brianna Williams. Hey, Brianna, good morning and happy 27th birthday to you. Brianna Williams celebrating her birthday today. Now, our birthdays for Saturday, January 25th, include Edward Wallace, my man Ronnie Sibley Sr., my man Earl Sanders, Gordon Malbuff, Sinlaw Bail Bonding, Marvin Price, Lily Lotz, Rashida O'Connor Gable, Miss Ashanti Lotz, I believe she had a birthday earlier. Jennifer Brevel. Happy birthday to Minister Cindy M. Humphrey on Saturday. Happy birthday to all of our Saturday birthday people, January 25th. Now, Sunday, January 26th. Happy birthday to Morris Lemons, Tracy Bayon, Quabina Gaikai, Lalita Monroe, Cleo K. Riley, and Pamela Ellis Hinton, all celebrating their birthdays on Sunday. For all of our birthday people, we want to wish you a very special happy birthday wish today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking about dealing with toxic people. You know, when we can walk away from toxic people, we probably and usually should. But when financial necessity, work obligations, family relationships, or even the accomplishment of our God-given mission necessitates that we find a way to live or work with a toxic person, we can learn much by following Jesus' example with Judas. Now, though Jesus often walked away and let others walk away, he obviously and clearly kept one toxic person very close to his side. That's his betrayer, Judas. Let's focus on some key strategies based on Jesus' interaction with Judas on how we can live or work alongside toxic people without going crazy ourselves. See, Jesus didn't view his mission as stopping toxic people from sinning. That ain't why he came. Maybe it seems more obvious to you, but it is startling when you realize that Jesus knew Judas was a thief and never chose to stop him. John clues us in John 12, 4 through 6. And if John knew that Jesus was a thief, you know that Jesus knew Judas was a thief. In fact, Jesus knew that Judas was worse than a thief, according to John 6 and 70. Now, Jesus knew Judas was toxic. Let me get their names right. Jesus knew Judas was toxic. He could have stopped Judas from stealing and his future betrayal by kicking him out of the group at any time, but he didn't. You want to know why? You see, Jesus kept the bigger mission in mind. To seek first God's kingdom, he had to raise up a band of disciples. He also had to die on the cross, and he wasn't put off or he wasn't upended by individual battles of piety with his disciples, as we may be prone to do with people around us. Addressing Judas's thievery would be like a neurosurgeon clipping somebody else's fingernails. There are more important issues at hand, and Jesus' mission was not to stop everybody from sinning. Now, this is actually a freeing thing for believers. Your mission is not to confront every sin you hear or know of, even among your perhaps toxic family members or coworkers. Of course, if you're a parent of a child still living at home, confronting sin is an appropriate part of your spiritual training for them. But at extended family gatherings, with hard-hearted friends and certainly coworkers, our job isn't to be a sin detective, trying to discover how others are messing up and then unleash havoc by sharing our opinions with those who don't want to hear it. Jesus could have spent all 24 hours a day trying to confront every one of his disciples' sins. Peter, put away that anger. Thomas, you're still doubting me, aren't you? Thaddeus, you're a people-pleasing person, aren't you? Nobody likes a suck-up. Instead, Jesus focused on training and equipping reliable people. Focusing on others' sin makes you focus on what's toxic. Focusing on training makes you focus on what good is in a person. You got to look for the good in people, because our goal is to first seek God's kingdom and his righteousness and seek out reliable people in the process. We've got to let some things slide by in order to do that, to get the bigger mission done. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wade Hampton Show. It's been a wonderful week, and I've enjoyed bringing you this program as we do every weekday morning. We hope to join you again on Monday, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. By the way, if you're looking for a great place to worship, come see us at Global Impact Ministries, 1819 Memorial Drive at the corner of Memorial and Sturks Drive. We'll be there at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. It's going to be great, I promise you, all right? All right, I want to see you there. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those who think they can and those who think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Amen. Have a great weekend. Remember, love yourself. Love each other.